Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. This is Abdul Nasser Jengda and you're listening to the Qalam podcast. Qalam is an organization dedicated to making Islamic knowledge accessible for everyone. Alhamdulillah, the month of Ramadan is a very beautiful and powerful opportunity for learning and spiritual growth in the life of a Muslim. Therefore, Qalam has put together amazing resources for you and your family, your community to benefit from in the month of Ramadan, from a webinar on how to prepare to recitation of the entire Quran, the meaning and the message of the whole Quran, the du'as from the Quran, special webinars and events in regards to the Battle of Badr, the last 10 nights and Laylatul Qadr, and so much more. We're very excited and happy to bring you all of this Ramadan programming. Be a part of the good work that we are doing at Qalam, educating Muslims, educating people all around the world by going to supportqalam.com. Donate, contribute, give generously, and have your share in the Sadaqa Jariya and the amazing work that is going on. Supportqalam, QALAM.com. Jazakumullahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassirli amri wa hlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. Rabbi zidni ilma, Rabbi zidni ilma, Rabbi zidni ilma. Welcome back to our dua series that we're doing here in Ramadan. Alhamdulillah, you guys have been able to benefit from Ustad Abdullah and Sheikh Mikhail in being able to learn about these different du'as that come in the Quran. And like always, this du'a series is brought to you by Penny Appeal USA. Penny Appeal USA, since 2016, has been committed to fighting poverty and need. They have provided aid in the midst of emergencies, supported orphans, provided warm meals, helped give medical assistance, and provided clean water for families across Asia, the Middle East, Africa, and right here at home. Since then, Penny Appeal has helped over a million people and empowered many communities around the world, helping break the cycle of poverty and build brighter futures. This Ramadan, they will continue with this effort with the support of you. To join their campaign, you are the Difference Ramadan campaign, and change your life, please visit pausa.org/qalam. That is pausa.org/QALAM. So let's hop right into it, inshallah. Today we're covering yet another dua from the Quran. And these duas are so beautiful because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving them to us for us to make. And you'll see that frequently in different verses that we've covered, that the dua will have a, you know, will literally be talking about a group of people who they're giving paradise because they made this type of dua, or they're given forgiveness before because they made this type of dua, or they're given way more than what the riches of this world could offer them because they were making this type of dua. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us so many different options on du'as to me. And this particular du'a that we're going to go through today is such a beautiful one, and it's nice, it's short, and it's something that's easy on the tongue, but inshallah it'll weigh heavy, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will answer this du'a. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Ali Imran, which is the third chapter in the Quran, verse number 16, الَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ, they are the ones who they say, رَبَّنَا, O our Lord, innana amanna, we have believed, innana amanna, without a doubt, we are believers. Faghfir lana, so forgive us, dhunubana, forgive for us our sins. Waqina adhabanna, and protect us from the suffering fire. Protect us from suffering in the fire. So the very first thing is that we say, Rabbana innana amanna, okay? Oh, our Lord, Rabb. We talked about this a little bit before the last time, but the word Rabb, it has the meaning and the understanding of the one who nourished us, the one who's protecting us, the one who has risen us up. Like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our caregiver. He's our provider. And so when we call upon Allah and we make dua to Allah, we should always call upon him by his beautiful names. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that he has Asma'ul Husna. They all, the beautiful names all belong to him. So call upon him amongst those. And Rabb is one of them. Rabbana, oh our Lord. Innana amanna. Indeed, we have believed, right? And it's not just a simple level of belief. And this is a dua that, since we're learning it for practical reasons on how we can apply it, is something that we should take into mind. What does your belief look like? What are you doing your belief properly? When you say, I believe in Allah, are you actually practicing what you're saying? Do you put into action your belief? You see, time and time again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, O you who believe, wa amilu salihat, and they do good deeds. Part of having a level that iman, or being called a mu'min, is actually doing action along with. And so you'll see so many times in the hadith of the Prophet or in the seerah, the life of the Prophet, he'll be giving his companions advice about the things, their interactions, and what they're doing, the actions that they do, right? And saying that the best of you are the ones who are best to your families, and I'm the best to my family. Or when the Prophet came to Medina, what did he say? Afsh salama baynakum, spread peace amongst one another. Greet each other, wat'imu ta'am, and feed one another. Wasallu bil layli wan nas niyam, pray in the night while the people are sleeping. Tadkhulul janna bis salam, and you will enter into Jannah peacefully. So our belief is not when, you know, you see this dua, and you're like, yeah, I believe too. No, check it. Check your belief. Make sure you're doing your actions as well. And when we say amanna, you can feel it. When you're raising your hands and you're making dua to Allah, you say, Rabbana, amanna, Rabbana, innana, amanna, we believe. We believe. There are so many difficulties and trials and tribulations and things that happen. And despite all of those in my lifetime, Ya Allah, I still believed in you. I didn't turn my back on you, oh Allah. Oh Allah, that, you know, despite whatever came my way, whatever negativity that tried to take me away from Allah, I still believed in Allah. Despite the fact that Shaitan says that he sits onto the straight path to guide people away. And the waswasa of Shaitan is something that, you know, Shaitan comes to everybody. Despite that, you still work hard in your belief in Allah. And so when we say, when we're saying this dua, we're saying, Rabbana, innana amanna. Oh Allah, we tried our best and our hardest to believe. We tried our best in our hardest to act upon our belief. We tried our best in our hardest to maintain our belief. Then you go into the second part of the dua. Faghfir lana. Faghfir lana dhunubana. So forgive us of our shortcomings. Forgive us of our sins. Forgive us of our wrongdoing. Because we try. We're trying. We're putting effort in this world. We're putting effort in our belief. And we're trying. So, Allah, please forgive us for our sins. Forgive us for our shortcomings. And last time, we talked a little bit about the word ghafara. We talked a little bit about this word of forgiveness. But today, I want to go into a little bit more. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has three names. He has more than three names. But with this root, he has three names. Al-Ghafir, Al-Ghafur, and Al-Ghaffar. Al-Ghafir, Al-Ghafur, and Al-Ghaffar. Al-Ghafir, Al-Ghafur, Al-Ghaffar, they all come from the same root. Ghain, Fa, and Ra. And this doesn't only have the meaning of, you know, forgiveness. It doesn't only have the meaning of, you know, forgiveness. It also has the meaning of protection, to protect. And not only that, but to cover up. And so when we make this dua, we say, "Faghfir lana dhunubana," or Allah, forgive for us our sins. We're asking Allah to not only forgive our sins, we're asking Allah to cover up our sins. And then on top of that, we're asking Allah to protect us from our sins, to protect us from ourselves. Because when we sin or we do things that are wrong, we're not hurting Allah, we're only hurting ourselves. And that's why in the ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Kul ya ibadi, say to my beloved servant, الَّذِينَ the one who أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ, that they cross their own boundaries. They cross their own boundaries. They wrong themselves. When we sin, when we make mistakes, we wrong ourselves. And so here we're saying, فَغْفِرْ لَنَا ذُنُوبَنَا. O Allah, forgive for us our sins. O Allah, protect us from our own sins. O Allah, cover up for us our sins. Now, if we're saying that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has three names with this root, Al-Ghafir, Al-Ghafur, Al-Ghafar, you would notice that there is a bit of a difference in each name. That each name is not the same. And the nuance and the change in each name is so powerful. The first name, Al-Ghafir, it is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is forgiving and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cover it up. Just that, He's forgiving and He's covering it up. But when we say that Allah is Al-Ghafur, you know, sometimes we're like, yeah, we know that God is forgiving, but there's this thing that I keep doing over and over again. How many times am I expecting Him to forgive me? Imagine you did something to someone and then you came and you said sorry and they said, okay, I forgive you. You came back, you did the same thing again. You said sorry, they said, I forgive you. You came back, you did the same thing again. You said sorry, do you think they will forgive you the third time? Maybe, but more than likely, no. You're doing the same thing over and over and over and over again. Al-Ghafir is the Al-Ghafur means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives sins over and over and over and over and over and over again. Does not matter how many they are. It does not matter how many times it happens. That as long as you're coming to Allah and you're turning to Him sincerely and you're searching for His forgiveness sincerely, then recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive you over and over and over again. And we learn this from the tradition of the Prophet ﷺ. That the Prophet ﷺ, he says, Wallahi, inni, the Prophet ﷺ says in this narration, the Prophet says, Wallahi inni la astaghfirullah wa atubu ilayhi fil yawma akthar min 70 marra. This is the Prophet says, I seek forgiveness from Allah and I repent to Him 70 times a day. In another narration, there's a narration where the Prophet says that a person can come and repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala 70 times for the same thing and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive him. In another narration, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that if my slave comes to me when a mountain of sins that it takes over the entire earth, that reaches up into the horizon, they know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive that person. You know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also says that there's benefit to, the Prophet also lets us know that there's benefit to someone who seeks forgiveness. And that benefit, the Prophet ﷺ says that man lazim al istighfar, someone who's consistent and constant in seeking forgiveness from Allah, ja'ala Allahu lahu min kulli dikin mukhrijan, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes for that person a way out of every distress, every hardship, every difficulty. Allah makes a way out for that person. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, well, the Prophet ﷺ says, wa man kulli hum farjan, and that a relief for every single type of anxiety that they feel. And what we're learning here is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying when he calls himself Al-Ghafur, Al-Ghafar, he's letting us know that, listen, forgiveness is in the hands of Allah. That He will forgive us over and over and over again. There's no need to worry about that. You just turn to Him. And then the last is the name of Allah, Al-Ghafar. And Al-Ghafar is when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is forgiving no matter how grave or how big the sin may be. No matter how intense the sin may be, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive that. And the only time if we're really in trouble is when you turn your back on Allah. Don't do that. Don't turn your back on Allah. And so that's why we end off this dua, waqina adhabannar, and protect us from suffering in the fire. Protect us from suffering in the fire. This dua here is so powerful. And when we're making dua, it's so important for us to take into account the words of the dua. We're not just saying it just to say it. You know, we're not just Rabbana innana amanna faghfir lana dhunubana waqina adhabannar. No, you sit down and you think about the words. You think about what you're asking Allah for. you're recognizing your belief, you're recognizing your relationship with Allah, and you're telling Allah, I have shortcomings, please forgive me for them, and don't put me into the hellfire. Please forgive me for them, and don't allow me to suffer in the hellfire. Even if I may be deserving of it, oh Allah, please protect me. This is what we're asking Allah for. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows for us to benefit from everything we heard here today. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives us for our shortcomings, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives us for our sins. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects each and every single one of us and protects us from the hellfire. Subhanakallahumma bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And don't forget, please support Qalam. Go to supportqalam.com and support us so that we're able to continue to bring you guys this type of programming, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi.